confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this week I want to talk about something I think is a fun topic, and that is the earth round? Now, you might say, that's a bizarre question, and what does that have to do with trusting the Bible? Well, I hope at least you think that's a bizarre question, because that is something that seems pretty settled to me, that the earth is not flat. But there are a lot of people out there, and I've been noticing them more and more. They're on the rise, and they're arguing very passionately on social media and different places that the world is actually flat. And you might say, well, that's crazy. But here's the question I want to ask you this week. Why is it crazy? I think when you look at how passionately people can believe that the earth is flat, and I'll explain why and how and all that over the course of the week, I think when you look at that, it causes you to examine, how do I know what is true? The things that I believe, the things that I assume are true, how do I really know that those things are true? And that's a very helpful question to ask, because the purpose of this program, one of the two main reasons, is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true. Well, in order to help you have confidence that the Bible is true, it's sometimes helpful, I think, to kind of take a step back and say, well, how do we know anything is true? What is truth? And once you establish that and the way about going out, figuring out whether things are true or not, now it's a little bit more helpful to go through the arguments of how we know the Bible is true. So that's what I want to do this week. Let me address kind of the big question that I would think you would have right at the top is, you know, how could someone believe the earth is flat? And there are various arguments that they will use, and they will claim these are scientific arguments. And honestly, if you start reading the literature and just listen to what they're saying and just listen to their posts and take seriously what they're saying and don't just laugh it off, but actually think about how you would respond, some of their arguments sound pretty scientific and sound pretty good. In fact, I can understand now, after having read some of it, I can understand how, if you kind of start off with some of their working assumptions, some of their starting points, and if you were to surround yourself with these arguments all the time and not really take seriously the other arguments, I could see how someone could believe this. And clearly it's true that people can, because a growing number of people are believing it. So I would start off with the question, rather than how can someone believe the earth is flat, let me start off by asking the question, why do you believe the earth is round? And I don't think the answer is likely to be what your initial reaction would be. I would think most of you, when I say, why do you think the earth is round, your knee-jerk reaction is probably two different things. One is science. Well, science clearly teaches the earth is round, so I accept that. The other reason you might give is the clear evidence of photography. I've seen the pictures. I've seen the video. I've seen it on TV, the video from the International Space Station, or the pictures of the Earth looking down from the moon that the astronauts took. And all these people have seen that the Earth is round, and they've told us the Earth is round. And so obviously the Earth is round. Well, what you're really doing there, first of all, isn't really trusting in the science. I don't really think many people know the science of how we know the Earth is round. I know I didn't, and I remember taking astronomy classes in college, and one of the astronomy classes I took was actually the most difficult class I took in my whole time in college, and we studied all kinds of things, but we actually never studied the science of how we know the Earth is round. I wouldn't have been able to tell you what are the scientific arguments. Why? Because it's just assumed. That's not something you study in a science class in school, because everyone already knows the Earth is round. What you're doing when you say, well, science teaches us the earth is round, is you're saying, scientists tell me the earth is round. And that's not really a scientific argument. That's actually just an appeal to authority, is what we call this in arguing, is you're saying the scientists are the ones who would know the answer to a question like that. And as far as I know, they all say the earth is round, therefore the earth is round. You're placing trust in their knowledge or what they say is true. It's not really a scientific argument that you're using. It's just an appeal to their authority. Same thing is true in a way when it comes to pictures. You have pictures of the Earth taken from the moon, and you say, ah, we have photographic evidence. You can see it. Well, really, have you ever been to the moon before? Have you ever been to space before? Do you personally know that the earth is round. And so flat earthers will present a lot of arguments that the earth is flat. And when you bring up anything like the pictures, the trips to the moon, the International Space Station, well, they'll say, all of that stuff is part of a big conspiracy. And of course, that has to be part of any attempt to argue for the flat earth is you have to have an explanation for the counter evidence. And so the counter evidence is pictures, videos, and what astronauts have told us and all of these kinds of things. And so what is their explanation? Well, all that stuff is fake. You can easily make things that look like photographs of a round earth. You can easily create all that stuff, and there are people out there creating it, and this is all part of some big conspiracy. And how do you really know that they're wrong? Have you ever personally seen the earth from space? No. I think all of what we typically do when we believe the earth is round is we're trusting in the authority of what others are telling us or what others are presenting to us. We haven't personally gone out and done scientific studies and investigation and calculations of our own to confirm that, yes, indeed, the earth is round. From the time you're in school at a very early age, your teachers, if the topic would ever come up, I don't remember it ever coming up, but I'm sure at some point, in third grade geography or something, or science class, we study that the moon goes around the earth and the earth is round and all of that. But flat earthers say that you have been blinded. You have been fooled. There's a secret group of people out there that are spreading these pictures and these lies, and you've just accepted it from the time you were a child. On the basis of your parents said so and your teacher said so, and there are the pictures, and so why question it? And they'll say you should question it. So what are examples of some of the arguments that they'll use that the earth is actually flat? Well, one actually, I'm going to go through some of the scientific arguments tomorrow just briefly so that you can really see that these people are serious. But let me just address first the Bible, because one of the things they'll do is appeal to the Bible. So, for instance, Revelation 7, verse 1 says, "After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree." So here's a verse in Revelation that talks about the four angels standing at the four corners of the earth and holding back four winds of the earth. And so clearly this reference to four corners, if we take that literally, and if we take that seriously as a description of the appearance of the earth, we've got to assume that there are four corners to the earth, and therefore this would suggest the earth is not a sphere. In fact, there's no way you can have corners at all if the earth is a sphere. And so this is an example of a verse that would be used to say, see, the Bible teaches that the earth is flat. And if we start off with the assumption that the earth is flat, then we can get rid of all kinds of things that cause us to not trust the Bible. This is their reasoning. And so these conspirators, these people that are involved in convincing everyone that the earth is round, they just don't want you to really trust the Bible and take it seriously. And so we have to deal with that. What do we believe about why the Bible says there are four corners of the earth? One is we could say, maybe they're right. Maybe there are four corners to the earth. A second way we could respond is maybe the Bible is just wrong here. The Bible is right about certain areas of knowledge and what it says about God, but it just doesn't know science. But the third option, and this is the much more reasonable option, is that the Bible often speaks in figures of speech and metaphor. So the four corners of the earth is not describing the physical shape of the earth, but it's talking more about the four directions, north, south, east, and west. And, so from every direction you go, this is what's happening. And so this is a figure of speech. But why do we do that? Is that a right way of coming to truth? Should we trust authority figures when it comes to truth? Those are all questions that we'll dive into during the week as we explore this topic. I hope you enjoy it. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.